have here and everything. The soil, you said you could plow it pretty well with a metal buster?
Yeah, you had a different kind of land. You had sandy land, black land, and bottom land. But most of the highland farmers had sandy land. You had a very few that had black land.
Yeah. The soil here is very, can you raise a good crop on it?
Yeah, but you got about 95% of it that produce just well as anywhere else, I imagine. If you put the ingredients you need, anytime you start neglecting it, putting half what they need in it.
Yeah. But the soil here is very...
It's...
very
a farm, and it ain't a rich soil.
But it's fertile?
Yeah.
Now, the type land, say, that you... the real black land, you call that? Okay. Have you got any, because it's kind of sandy and clay, got sand and clay mixed in it?
Yeah, you ain't got too much of that right there, though. You get that black, sticky land.
They call that?
Black land.
It's
sort
of like a black
chain. Yeah. And that stuff there for, I tell you, the big farmers, what you call big rice farmers, that's the reason they gotta buy so much equipment. If you gotta work it when it's just right. And that just right, that means you ain't got more than about 3 days after a rain or before a rain to get it fixed the way you're supposed to fix it. And if you miss that, you're just going to have to wait maybe a month, 3 weeks, whatever. You don't know when it's going to get right again. And so you got to have enough equipment to get in there and do it right away and get out.
Yeah. Okay, the place where you were raised up, is it any different from right around here?
No. It's about the same.
Okay. You got water over there or here? Like, how'd you get water onto the rice? How do y'all get water on the rice?
Over there you had to use, they had what you call a relief pump off a bar. And you had to make a dam in the bar and hope it would rain or somebody else would lose a little water for you to get some. Then down there wouldn't plant more than about 10, 15 acres of rice. Because it was all... You get out there and cut it with mule binders and all that stuff. If you had a bad season, you get out there with them old sickles.
Yeah.
That was no fun.
Well, I hit lucky. I never had to cut it with sickle, but I done went on the farm and chopped it up by hand. Oh, that's what it did. Ooh, Lord.
Y'all, tell me about that. You have to, when you cut the rice.
Well, I never did do it, but I knew the first round of the field, when they had the mule binders, they had to go around the field and cut it with a sickle. That meant they had to go all around the field with a hand sickle and cut it.
And they tied it up
in bundles. And then you hook your mules up and you go around with your binder.
Yeah,
and
then you
start
all around and you
wake
yourself to the sun.
And then you have to start shocking it.
Right in the back. Let me see what year this
was. How much would you raise to the acre? About how much rice?
That'll make a, I don't know exactly. It must have been about, well, you had about 150 pounds in a sack.
Mm-hmm.